Composition, yeah, that's a lot.
Where'd the words go?
I it's from. But we say by Burgas Kahanim, right?
Yeah.
Burgas Kahanim.
You know, like at the end, was that blue?
Yeah.
could do one more. Someone, Momo. Somebody, one more. We could do one more. Lenny, Nassano. Can we do one more? Can we do, could you do without Avi? I have it recorded, yeah. Distance, you could do it without him? Great. With Momo, you'll do it? Oh, you can't do guitar? So you could just sing the song?
Yeah, I know it actually.
Do you know it?
Maybe
he'll let you say. Nasan, come help him out. You know it? I have it recorded. I told him to send me a recording of it. Did that help?
You just play it.
Yeah, I have. I know. I asked him the other night because I was like, I was. Where is it? Distance. Is this it? You do it, Adam.
When you left, you promised me that you would be coming back.
Come on, yeah, Nassano, come on. Said you know the words?
That everything is always for the best. But you left me here, alone and scared. Don't know if I'll be alright. Seems like you didn't care, said you'll always be there. Now you're so far gone out of my life. I feel the absence, nothing but distance. A distance looks good on you.
Come on, let's go.
Last day in the past, and all of the songs, but you promised me it wasn't true. But distance looks good on you. Ooh, what you promised me wasn't true.
Come on.
But distance looks good on you. Like you didn't care, said you'll always be there. Now you're so far gone out of my life. I feel the absence, nothing but distance. But distance looks good on you. Left in the past, there's the love of the stars. That's what you promised me wasn't true.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. Beautiful. Okay, I just want to share. There's a pasuk in this week's parsha. It's a concept that is so powerful. I'll see if I can give it over properly. It's a Rashi that is so important just to read the Rashi. Pashat Rashi, Pashat Pshat in the Chumash, at the end of Revi, it says like this, Vayoymer, after the Shira, after Az Yashir, Vayoymer. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Im Shamoa Tishma Lekol Hashem Elokecha, if you will listen to Hashem, to the voice of Hashem, your God, Vayashir Be'en of Ta'ase, and you will do what's right in His eyes. You will listen, you will hear to what He commands you, what He wants from you, how He wants to connect to you. So it says, V'shamarta kol chukav, it's a lot. Kol amachla shesamti b'mitzrayim lo asim alecha, all the disease. Oh. I knew someone, I thought it was going to be you or Nachi. Dis-ease. The dis-ease that I put on Mitzrayim, I will not put on you. Ki ani Hashem, incredible words. Ki ani Hashem, it's a pasuk. Disease, a disease is dis-ease. Disease, you're not easy. You're not at ease. Ki ani Hashem, what does it say? Rofecha. I am Hashem, your healer. Hashem is our healer. It's so beautiful. Hashem heals us. Ki ani Hashem rofecha. Hashem is our healer. How incredible is it to connect the mitzvahs of Hashem and His Torah and listening to Him and going in His way to healing? Usually we look at it that like they're like two separate things. There's learning Torah. There's doing His mitzvahs. And then there's healing separately. Then I'm healing. As I've said many times, az tischazek v'tisrape. You have to be mechazek. You have to strengthen yourself. And then the healing comes. The healing will come. The healing will come. As Rashi says, I'm just reading. I'm not going into this very strong or explaining this in such a deep way. He says, I will bring... and the one who teaches you Torah and mitzvah so that you will be spared from the illness I inflicted upon Egypt. Like this doctor who says, do not eat this thing lest it bring you to the grip of such and such illness. It will bring healing to your navel, to your stomach. If anyone knows in therapy, especially when you're dealing with somatic therapy, where IFS is a lighter degree of real strong somatic therapy, but if you get something in your stomach, if you start getting feelings in your stomach, that's like the source. That's like the source of whatever it is that you're chola, that you might be ill from. A lot of times people look at themselves in terms of bad and good. I'm a bad guy, I'm a good guy. I do mitzvahs, I'm good. I do averis, I'm bad. They don't look at it in terms of that I have a sickness, that I have a dis-ease. And when I connect and what Hashem is teaching each and every one of us and what the Torah HaKadosh is telling each and every one of us is that ultimately, and I thought of this from the Gra, because the Gra says something, Ari, I wasn't sure if I'm learning this properly. Ari will learn this over the year. He'll tell me really probably pshat in this Gra. So I'm really not saying that this is pshat in the Gra. I'm not going to go out and say that this is pshat in the Gra. But I just want to like share that the Gra says this, and then we could just talk about it. That's what inspired me with this Rashi. Remember, Ravinian, just make sure, yeah, thank you. Who is this? Oh, it's yours. Thank you, Avi. Oh, I didn't ask permission. I'm sorry.
I told you.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Go ahead, Avi. Thank you. I want to tell you what the pshat... goes like this. Zok the Gra, Perek Beis, and I'm not saying this is Pshat in the Gra at all. I'm using it as a springboard to have a discussion with everybody. Lo yomer adam elich ma'ad achar taiva v'achemda v'achkach efrosh mehem. A person can say, you know what? I'm going to just slowly disconnect from my desires and from money and from all of these things. And then I'll be okay. I got to do it slowly. The problem is when you're in the mud, when you're in the dirt, when you're in it, it's very hard to live properly in reality. Right? So it's always the shaila, do I take it slow? Do I not take it slow? And I think that this is where people make a mistake. This is where I think people make a mistake. What Hashem wants is He wants us to be comfortable with ourselves. Hashem wants us to be true to ourselves, not in a existential way, like, oh, I'm being true to myself, but to really feel it from within, who I am. One of the things that people don't realize, we haven't spoken about this in a while, but one thing that people don't realize is that when a person escapes and a person drinks and a person escapes, why am I saying escapes? He's not even able to feel his pain. And if you can't feel your pain, you also can't feel your joy. They go hand in hand. If a person can't experience feelings, then he can't experience feelings. What people think the problem is of smoking and drinking and escaping and the phones and all these things, it's not the problem so much that you're not healing. Obviously, you're not healing also, is you can't even experience the joy as well. It's not just that you're numbing yourself from your pain. The more a person learns to experience feelings, then he'll learn to experience feelings. The person who is able to be sad is the same person who's able to feel joy. The person who can't feel anything, then he can't even experience the good as well. And I think that that's what the Vilna Gaon is teaching us, I think, a little bit. That he's saying, okay, he says a strong language over there. Don't have to finish the language. But the point is that it's not about whether I'm religious, I'm not religious. That's why it bothers me when people say they're keeping Shabbos. They don't keep Shabbos. I don't even know what that means. You're keeping Shabbos. You're not. I don't know. Maybe this guy is more connected to Shabbos. Okay, he's struggling with vaping. I don't know. He's struggling with his anxiety, but he's very connected to himself. He's very connected to the Torah. You're very connected. It's not about how much you're learning. People say you're connected to the Torah based on how much you learn. It's not you're connected to the Torah based on how much you learn. And I did not make this pshat up myself. This is from Rav Hutner, says this. Ish lefi mahalaloi. He says it in the piece of Ish lefi mahalaloi, is that you could have a guy who loves Torah, who loves Talmid Chachamim, who loves Shabbos, who loves Yiddishkeit, who loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's so connected. I was inspired. I'll give a little bit of a I'm going to give a shout out a little bit through. It's not so like me to give a shout out. I'll give a shout out to Shlomo. You know, your to Shlomo Deitch. I want to give a Chacha Yad. I'll tell you why. Because I was thinking we had Shlomo and my niece also. I wanted to give out a shout out to Shlomo and Aliza, my niece as well. Why? Yeah. We can give a clap. I'll tell you why, because I think that what I learn from different people are their commitment to living true to themselves. When I see people, everyone wants to live true to themselves. Everybody wants to. But when you have a person who, you know, we live in this world where we judge people so silly based on their level of observance or their not level of observance. And to me, it's so far from the truth that if a person is committed to live an Erlich life, That's what I think the Gemara is saying. If you are committed to say, I don't want to escape anymore. I don't want to escape anymore. It's not a pshat. I want to live in reality. I want to live true to myself. I want to be connected to Hashem. I want to be connected to Torah. I want to heal. I want my head and my heart to be connected to each other. The second you say that, you're already 90% there. Then what happens is the Yetzer Hara says, oh, but you're not in the Beis Medrash a lot. Oh, but you're not doing a lot. Oh, you still might be listening to this type of music, or you might be watching movies, or you might be this. No, that's not the point. That's not the point. You could have somebody who is so connected. And they listen to this type of music, or they watch a movie, or this and that. So a person will say, oy vavoy, how could that be? How could that be? No, because they want to live a certain life. They want their direction. I'll end off with this, and then I'll hear a question and comments from you guys. I want to talk this out. That they say, who's closer to Yerushalayim? Who's closer to Yerushalayim? Somebody who's on a bus. I don't know. You'll help me with the buses. It's brought down in the Sifrei Musa. They say this. Who's closer to Yerushalayim? The guy who's on a bus at the Tachana, let's say 10 minutes out of Yerushalayim, headed north, or a guy who's 3 hours from Yerushalayim, who's on a bus heading to Yerushalayim? Who would you want to be? What? The one heading to Yerushalayim. The one heading to Yerushalayim. So you could be in America, let's say it even better. You could be in America on a flight 10 hours from Eretz Yisrael, but you're closer. You're closer to Eretz Yisrael. You're closer to Kedusha than a guy who in 3 days from now is heading back to America. It's such a crazy thing. And when we begin to look at ourselves, Ki ani Hashem reifecha, the problem is we say, am I keeping the mitzvahs? No, but that's not what it says. It says, Im shamaya tishma l'kol Hashem l'kach v'yosh b'in avtas v'azant v'azant. What's going to happen? You will be healed. You will be healed. So you're going to say, what do you mean? But how am I going to be healed? What is me learning Torah and connecting to Hashem? How is that going to help me with my... Look at, I don't know if you guys know, he's a very, very quiet guy, but it's over. It's over that he's so quiet because he's so loud. Shimshi Klein, I don't know if you guys know. He's so loud. Shimshi is one of the... What happens is, I remember having conversation. I don't know if you remember. Yeah, you definitely remember. I remember in your first year, we spoke about certain things that he mamish was worked on himself. And then suddenly, that's the way it works. It doesn't. It comes suddenly. It's like Bar Avram Ben Julia. He's gonna get out. Mitzvah Hashem. We're gonna dance with him, amen. And it's gonna be sudden. It'll be sudden, but it wasn't suddenly. It doesn't happen suddenly. It happened over tefillas and tears and us all coming together. Then the Yeshua comes like that. Suddenly I say, Shimshi Klein. But I'm saying, the pshat is slowly, 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 Ki ani Hashem Reifecha. Hashem will heal you. Hashem will heal each and every one of us. He does heal us when we do what's right, when we stop chasing. Now that doesn't mean that you have to be, everyone asks the question, so do I have to go cold turkey? I don't have to go cold turkey. It's not about going cold turkey. It's what world do you want to live in? Do you want to live in the world of reality and life and love and connection and Hashem and Torah? If that's the world you want to live in, and you 100%, that's what I think he's saying. I think that's what, I don't know exactly if that's what the Gemara is saying, but that's what I got from this little piece. That what? That when you make that commitment, when you make that commitment, you speak to Zach Perkel sitting there. Yeah. Zach Perkel sits there. Yeah. It's very deep. You have certain people, my niece, as I was saying, I was so impressed. She made a commitment at the end of last year. She learns from her brother, Shlomo. She learns from her brother. Shlomo Dice. No, but I mean it. I mamish mean it. You learn, you make a commitment. You make commitments and then you're, and then we go, the problem is then we go to the watch. That's the problem. We make a commitment and then we go to the clock. And then we say, okay, new, so where when did Mashiach come? Why didn't Mashiach come yet? It's okay. You make that commitment 100%. You make that commitment 100%. Somehow Hashem will heal you. Somehow Hashem will heal you. The problem is, I don't like talking so much on the negative side. The problem is that when we don't make the commitment, that's the problem. I don't know if that's the right word. Ari, what's the right word? It's not the commitment so much. It's like, it's not, I don't know what it is. I'm not all in, we'll say it. Something like that. Like you're still on the fence a little bit internally, not externally. Internal. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what the word is. It's like, I'm not really ready to heal. I know that sounds so stupid because everybody wants to heal, but you're not really 100% in. You're not like, that's it. I'm going to heal. I got to change my life. I don't want this anymore. Oh, the next day you're doing what you didn't want. You'll be okay. You'll get there. You know why? Because the second you locked it in internally, very strong, very deep, I think that's what the Gra is saying, then you will get there. Because you could have a guy, he says it. He says these words. He says, Af Mish, and I love when he does this because the Gra. It's not like Rav Nachman saying this. Meaning, I'm not comparing. I'm just saying you can't blame it on Chassidus and say, oh, it's the Chassidim. It's the Gra says it. He says, Af mi sheyesh ba yira v'toyra u'mitzvahs. He won't get there. That's what he says. I don't want to say his. I'll show you the words privately. Reuven Yonah knows the words. Right? Yeah, good. I'm not going to say because he says a very strong language. But the point is that when you get lost in the things that are not, and of course, a person learning Torah and a person living a certain way, of course, you learn like that. But when you're missing something inside, yeah, what? Yeah. I don't want to say it publicly.
You can't say that now without saying
it. Okay, someone will look it up. You guys, I'll show it to you afterwards, after we do this. He says very strong. Yeah, that's not nice already. Ayin Perek Beis. Zion, it's not so crazy. Meaning, it's okay. I just don't want to read the words. He just talks very strong. He says that you're not. It makes sense. Vayomer im shamod lekol Hashem Elokecha. There's no tricks. If you run after your tithes, you're not committed. You're not full in whatever that is. You're not going to. Why is that so crazy? How many people? Man, I'm going to talk. I'm giving the shalom bias soon. I'm giving shalom bias. How many people are going to have a great marriage? You have to ask yourself. Statistically, how many people are going to have a great marriage? I told this to someone on Friday. I was talking to him. I'm saying, why is it a chiddush that you're struggling? It's not a chiddush. Most people are going to struggle in their relationships. They're going to struggle in their marriage. They're going to struggle in this. They're going to struggle in that. Why is that such a crazy thing? So what separates? What separates is that deep down commitment. How many people are going to be like Nachis Klor could be learning Yoyma Belayla? Yeah, I'm saying it's not. Thank you. Of course. Yeah, and you know what? You know what makes the difference? What makes the difference is that internal thing, that private victory that you make. How bad do you want it? It's something like that. It's something like that. That my nephew, and my niece. I'm saying it. I know it's family, but I'm inspired. I'm momish inspired. I was inspired by Eliza. I'm inspired by you, Shlomo. How many people can make a change, a deep, deep change, and say, okay, I'm coming back second year. I'm coming back third year. I'm going against the grain. I'm going against my parents, not in a bad way. I'm going against the flow. Dead fish go with the flow. That's a fact. Most people are going to go, don't follow the crowd. Why are you following the crowd when the crowd is lost? It's not a negative statement. It's a true statement. Most people are bobbleheads. That was the word I used back in the day, a bobblehead before we, right? Because I remember bobbleheads. I don't know if they still have it, right? The dog ones on the wind, you know, I like that dog dashboard. One, the dashboard, right? Okay, you're a bobblehead, so everybody's just going like this, just going like that. Ruvain Yonah is not a bobblehead. Not a bobblehead. I don't care how you slice it, right? When I listen to Bensie Newman, you listen to Bensie Newman's. Yeah, you listen. What gotta do? Can we do a song? Can we do one now? Yeah. Can you do for me just running? Can we do it now? Let's go. I wasn't even planning it out. Running back to you. Right. What's the pshat, Bensie? Yeah. Yeah, that what? Right. Very good. Right. Very good. Label. Very good. Label saying that's the pshat. Very good. Why is a guy, right? It's a famous kasha. Why by Yom Kippur at night you say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusol Le'Olam out loud, and then after 24 hours of fasting, your stomach, you're still burping up the Erev Rosh Chodesh, Erev Yom Kippur Suda. Suda Mafsekes, and you're still, but there you're like a malach saying Baruch Shem, but Matzei Yom Kippur, you're 25 hours, holy of holy, and you say it quietly. So the answer is, yeah, where are you going and where are you coming from? When you're starting off Yom Kippur, you're going into 24 hours of holiness. That's holier, it's crazy, that's holier than Matzei Yom Kippur, where you're headed, okay, yeah, it's kasha, because you're heading to more holiness, but yeah, everyone gets the point. So Bensie, why was I saying Bensie? Bensie, I could say one thing about Bensie that I know to be true. Bensie just got here at the yeshiva. I could say one thing. When a person can transport another person through his nigunim, through playing, and he could close his eyes and it's so deep that he could touch somebody who never met him and touch the soul and touch something, it means that there's deep stuff that Bensie has committed to himself. There's deep stuff that he's done. Otherwise it wouldn't be possible. So with that, we'll end off with something like that. Yeah, go, Bensie.
I was scared to see the light my parents shine towards me. What I thought I saw was not really dead, so beautiful and nothing can compare. Oh, we fought so hard to get it while I sit here and neglect it. It's so beautiful, but I couldn't see it yet. Oh, you see me running, oh, running back to you, oh, running back to you. You see me running back to you, oh, you see me running, oh, running back to you, oh, running back to you. See me running back to you. And it's so beautiful to be here. And I never want to leave, never want to leave, never want to leave. Ooh, and I know you're watching over me, watching over me, watching over me. You see me running, oh, running back to you, oh, running back to you. Running back to you, oh, running back to you. You see me running back to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I want to say, Bensi inspired, these are the words. You're running back. Bensi's kavana was running back to Hashem, right? It's back to your parents, right? Right? That was the I said also you end up running back to yourself. The pshat is if you run towards Hashem, you will have a refuah. It's not possible. It's not possible that it doesn't happen. It's not possible for it not to happen. It might take 10 years. Might take 20 years. Might take 30 years. Might take 5 years. Different areas. But if you're running to yourself, you're running to your parents, you're running to MS, you're running to Torah, you're running to Hashem. You say, Hashem, I need you to help me. Hashem, I need you to bail me out. I need you to help me. So sometimes it's like, think of Mamish today with Mrs. Cooperstein. Yeah, Cooperstein. Mrs. Cooperstein. You think of the lady, I don't even know. Oh, her name's Julie. Julia. Julie. Julia. Think of that woman for 480 something days that she's sitting there saying, but what is she doing? She's running to Hashem. She's running to Hashem. Whatever it's going to be, she's running. All of us, Mamish, all of us. I trust the Torah. I trust in the Torah that the Torah is gonna heal me. It'll heal me. Okay, I gotta figure it out. I might have to go to therapy. I might have to realize that I have an addiction, which we'll talk about tomorrow. Amir Tashem, right? No, Mike Monday. Amir Tashem. If that happens, right? But we all have our stuff. Everybody has his stuff. But when you go in the right, if you keep on going to the Beis Medrash, you keep on working on yourself, you will get there, guaranteed, guaranteed. You will get there. Question, comments, and then we'll wrap up. We have a few minutes. What? Yes, I'll read it after we eat it. Okay, thank you. Have a wonderful first day of the rest of your life. Thank you, everyone. I just want to say on the Hilchos Lashon Hara, it's very important. On Fridays, did he tell you? He told you that? So I just want to say something that's very important about Hilchos Lashon Hara. What they wrote, which is true, it's true what they wrote. One second, let me get the. They say, oh, there's a day 52 already. He said, if one is emotionally hurt, you may share your feelings with your friend or your spouse. And then I told Avram, Nisanel wrote that, we will discuss more about that emotionally hurt on Sunday. It's not a free pass to say I'm emotionally hurt so I could talk Lashon Hara, so I could say whatever I want. What it means is if you find the right person and everyone knows the Hilchos Lashon Hara, it's very, very important to be able to vent. Very, very, very important to be able to vent. And the Chavetz Chaim, I don't know if he says that over there, he says that if you learn to have somebody to vent to, it'll prevent Lashon Hara, because the only reason we speak Lashon Hara is because we want to release our anger. So if you have the right people to vent to, then you will be able to do that. Go, Nisanel. Yeah, exactly. Nisanel, go.
If one is emotionally hurt, he may express his feelings if he follows these conditions. One, if possible, try not to reveal the name of the person who hurt you. Two, try to tell only one person so the negative information doesn't spread. And three, the person whom you choose to unburden yourself should be someone who is careful with Shmiras Lashon.
Which means, which I just want to say, everybody in this, thank you, Nisan. Everybody, I'm going to point out, not to the exclusion of anyone else. You could speak to Yaakov Koko about Lashon Hara. You could speak to him. You could speak to Yaakov Koko. You could speak to Ari Garfield. You could speak to Nisan. I'm not, again, not to the exclusion of anyone else. Anyone who's Shlomo Rosenthal, you can speak to Shlomo Rosenthal. Guys who learn Hilchos Lashon Hara. Guys, Binyamin Brumer, for sure. Binyamin Brumer, for sure. Again, it's not to the exclusion. Abe Plotzker, for sure, you could talk to. You could tell him anything. Why am I sad? There are people, it's not to the exclusion of someone who I did not mention. I do want to mention as we're wrapping up this year, I do want to mention one person here who is who is a, as we're heading towards Purim, and we're heading towards a year of amazing growth. I just want to mention Doobie Rosentap. I want to mention Doobie. Doobie is someone who I learn from on a daily basis, and I just want to thank you, Doobie. I don't tell you all the time, but I don't tell you nearly enough that you, as you walked into this yeshiva, Doobie is someone who is an inspiration to, I think, everybody. So thank you so much. Okay, everyone, have a wonderful day. The Gra.